And there is news today out of the Supreme Court, which has issued a narrow ruling in favor of a Colorado baker who had refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple because of his religious beliefs. The court sided with the baker 7-2. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor were the only dissenters in the case. The decision overturns a lower court ruling, but it is still unclear if there will be any broader implications. Emily Bazelon is staff writer at the New York Times Magazine. She's also a fellow at the Yale Law School. Emily, thanks for coming on the show. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. So, you know, this case involved a baker, Jack Phillips, who refused to create a custom wedding cake for two gay men, David Mullins and Charlie Craig. This was back in 2012. How is this being seen? Is the ruling a win for religious freedom?
Well, the ruling is a win for the baker. So Jack Phillips won. But it's a really narrow, kind of carefully crafted ruling in which Justice Kennedy, who writes for the majority, is saying Colorado law can protect gay people from being denied service on the basis of sexual orientation, but the state has to act scrupulously in a manner that's respectful to religious beliefs. And so it's all about the record below and whether this state civil rights commission was sufficiently respectful.
I have his quote here, and I want to read it because I think it's illuminating. He said, "These disputes must be resolved with tolerance, without undue disrespect to sincere religious beliefs, and without subjecting gay persons to indignities when they seek goods and services in an open market." But how do you interpret what he's saying there? Is he trying to give something to both sides?
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, Justice Kennedy is very concerned about dignity, and he is the author of the decisions allowing for marriage equality that we have. He cares about gay rights, but he also cares about respecting people's religious beliefs. And I would say that there's a kind of exquisite sensitivity to respect for religion here. A few comments by commissioners on the Colorado Civil Rights Commission really turned the case and turned Justice Kennedy against the state's enforcement of its civil rights law.
You said it's very narrow. So does the ruling mean anything for, say, a florist or a photographer who has a religious objection to working at a same-sex wedding?
Not really. I mean, this case is going to not create a whole lot of guidance for lower courts. And it really, these questions are still going to come down to the particular facts in a state. Does a state have a law that protects gay people against discrimination? Does a state have a different kind of law that kind of goes an extra mile and protects religious beliefs, allows religious people to do things because of religious objections that otherwise would be unconstitutional? Those are the kind of interplay here. And this case, because it was so narrow and the majority doesn't really say what could happen under a better set of enforcement facts, we just don't really know how it applies.
So have we heard anything from gay rights groups or religious freedom advocates about this? Are they sort of unsure how to feel about it?
Gay rights groups are disappointed, and I think the reason is that they were hoping for a clean decision that said, look, if you are a gay customer walking into a store that's open for a business and you ask for wedding services, you get them, just like everyone else. They didn't get that here. And, you know, people who care more about religious beliefs feel like, well, good, the baker won. It's sort of a kind of half victory on that side. And there have also been interesting calls by liberal groups for a national law that protects LGBTQ people from discrimination. We still don't have that. And that's one reason why there's some question marks left in this case.
Yeah. Well, the Supreme Court ruled in another case today about an undocumented teenager who was in government custody who ended up getting an abortion last fall. What can you tell us about that case?
Well, this is a case in which this teenager came to the United States, discovered she was pregnant and wanted to get an abortion. And the Trump administration was blocking her from doing that, saying that it was, in effect, her guardian and didn't want to do anything that would facilitate this abortion. So the ACLU sued on her behalf and won in front of the D.C. Circuit. And then the Justice Department for the Trump administration did something very unusual. They filed a brief accusing the ACLU of very serious professional misconduct in the way this girl's abortion was perceived. And so what the Supreme Court did today was to dismiss that complaint and not get into, you know, essentially say that, like, we're not going to accuse the ACLU of misconduct here.
All right. Emily Bazelon, staff writer at The New York Times Magazine. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.